sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present, one's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive, most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Hour number three. My goodness, where does the time go? Lots discussed this morning. Rick Manning was with us. We had a conversation about Joe Biden and the Biden crime family and the stand that Kevin McCarthy has taken to try to make sure that these individuals that have been engaged and involved in things that are quite frankly near treasonous shouldn't be sitting on committees as they have been. We also talked with Dr. Vermeil Green about queer theory and its non-involvement in Black history, the radical agenda that's taking place in our school system. We also had a conversation with Lee Bortons this morning, classical Christian education, and then we just had a conversation with Vince Ellison, and we talked about Will You Go to Hell for Me? Will You Go to Hell for Me? His new documentary about the truth about the Democratic Party and some of the individuals historically that have been involved in dragging the Black American people into voting for those that are ultimately destroying them. and what that means. So he's got a great documentary coming out about that. Well, I'm very pleased to welcome to the program, and we want to get right to it because we have a kind of a limited amount of time. He's been with us before. He's formerly with the FDA. He is at Georgetown University. He's a professor at Georgetown University Law, and I want to welcome to the program Rick Mehta. Rick, welcome. Good to have you. Thanks for being here with me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks so much, Pastor, for having me.
Absolutely. Well, so we want to jump right into this. The CCP are engaged in a very aggressive shutdown of all free speech, and really they're doing a rounding up of individuals that are not towing the party line. Am I somewhat correct in that, along with loss of life? And we'll get into all of that here in the next 10 minutes.
Yeah, you know, as it relates to COVID, the Chinese Communist Party, historically and as of today, continue to put their narrative first and then the data second. And what they'll do, and they continue to do, there's plenty of reports coming out of China on this right now, is that they manipulate the data to feed their narrative. Now, if we look at it just in the immediate past, right, immediate historical date, just a couple of weeks ago, about a month ago, China had this very massive zero COVID tolerance policy where they literally put everyone in quarantine, shut down the streets, shut down apartments, shut down people's housing, and forced them into their own homes like prisoners, right?
Right.
And all of a sudden you saw protests out on the street, the Chinese nationals, you know, the good people that are sick and tired of the Communist Party going to the streets, standing up against that. And very quickly thereafter, China changed their narrative and said, we're going to remove the zero lockdown policy, and allow for a sort of iterative return to normal. Now, look, here's what happened. January 8th was when they reopened their borders, allowing for foreign travel. The Chinese government changed their narrative and said, you know what? Let's resume tourism. Why? Because a couple weeks later, they were having their Lunar New Year, one of the heaviest travel periods and the times where people come to visit for tourism. Now they have a narrative to push that China is over COVID, everything is normal, come back to China, travel freely, and we know that's not true. And in order to feed their narrative, they've manipulated the data. They've incentivized doctors to continue to underreport. They'll exaggerate the number of infections, right? But they'll underreport the number of deaths. And we see this because many funeral directors and others are posting the cremation periods, the high volumes of people coming to the funeral homes. We know the death rates are much higher than they're reporting, and the Chinese government continues to shut down, suppress First Amendment speech, shut down any data that speaks against their narrative, and continue to say that it's safe to travel in China. And we know historically, starting from 2003, that when we had the bird flu, the SARS outbreak, the H1N1, that they continue to skirt their international responsibilities to other countries to properly report the data.
Well, it's a repeat performance of exactly what happened in early 2020 that Nan Su and I talked about here on this program. 7.6 million cell phones went dark. And as you and I discussed when you were on previously about the significance of a cell phone, and I had Brad Good on the program as well, the China Declaration, talking about, again, you know, you live your life. The cell phone is your link to everything that literally defines who you are. And so if a cell phone goes dark, I mean, you're on an island or you're dead. I mean, those are the only options. What kinds of specific things are we seeing happen over there right now? And from an international perspective, what are the things that we can be doing here to make a difference? Or what do we need to be mindful of when it comes to, you know, these travel situations? Because obviously there, you know, Dr. Peter McCullough was on last week and he said that he's seeing a different, more virulent virus walking into his office. And we have to believe that some of that is coming because of the passing of that virus from person to person.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you off the bat, everyone should be concerned when government gets so involved in their personal and private lives, whether here in America and especially in China. If China is an example, that's exactly what's going on. The government, what the Chinese government likes to do is that they'd like to control access. So to your point, they'll control access in terms of people's cell phones, right? They are state government agencies that control their 5G or their data networks. And what's happening is that they're shutting down your access to your social media platforms where people are posting about the high number of deaths. They're posting about the number of people that are coming to crematoriums and funeral homes. And they're shutting that down in order to make sure that the number of deaths that are reported are significantly underreported in order to feed their narrative that China is safe. Now, this should be concerning, primarily because China is a member of the World Health Organization, as we are. And, you know, we know that President Trump tried to pull us out because there's favoritism that WHO has to middle and low income countries, and especially this very bizarre bond that WHO has to China. And under that, they still have obligations under the international health regulations to report the number of viruses, the strains. And we know that China, because of their lockdown policies, may be a few variants behind us, or we don't know exactly what's evolving in China and what the current variant of the day is. And so now that there's this return to normal, which, you know, listen, I'm all for that, opening up borders, but you got to have transparency. And when you have a communist government, the one thing you have to be concerned about is truthfulness and transparency. And that's been the historical marker of China, is to hide, and continue to feed the narrative they want you to hear. So we don't exactly know what's coming out of that. It's been a failure on the U.S. administration side, and frankly, a failure by the global response team to go into China, find out the origins of COVID, and find out to date exactly what's going on. There should be a qualified person in China right now reporting to the entire international community of what's going on, and yet those doors have been completely shut to the international community.
It could be quite scary. I mean, look what happened last time in Italy. I mean, just to stop and think about as far as spread of virus is concerned. And I've had people who said, well, the purpose of the virus was, is if it was a biological weapon, it would have killed more people. But the reality is that we have remdesivir, which is owned by the CCP, and billions of dollars went to the CCP to buy remdesivir by our hospitals, and it was put in as a protocol, and many doctors are going about, Peter Bregan, Dr. McCullough, Robert Malone, a variety of them talking about the dangers of remdesivir. And then you have the vaccine, and let's face it, there are people that are dying, and there seems to be some connectivity between their deaths, heart conditions, and the vaccine. So I would suggest that the CCP was successful in what it attempted to do the first time, but the gathering, and this, you and I talked about this also, China gathering data, biological data about us through breaches and other means, and companies that they had in Houston and other places here in the United States. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be taking up all the time but of conversation, but I mean, all of these things are things that we should be thinking about, should be on the forefront of national security concerns, and we need to handle them locally at a state level and at a federal level in addressing this issue and what the CCP's plans ultimately are.
Yeah. Well, there's one thing that the Chinese government gets credit for, and that's being very strategic. Listen, when I was at the FDA, I worked as part of a team that tried to tackle the supply chain and globalization issues. We knew at that time, and this was talking more than a decade ago, for the last two decades, China has slowly been acquiring our entire medical supply chain. So we know, like to your point with remdesivir, and many other products. More than 80 to 90% of the active ingredients that go into our medical supply chain, and we're talking about core essential medicines like antibiotics, penicillin, and others, more than 80 to 90% of those active ingredients come from China. So over the last 2 to 3 decades, China has slowly been eating up our entire medical supply. And we knew when the pandemic first hit that we were so codependent on China to send us protective personal equipment, masks, and other equipment that hospitals and doctors needed to treat patients and tackle the virus before we knew anything about it. All of that came from China. How did we become so dependent on a communist government? How did our supply chain, our medical supply chain, become so outsourced that we have no capabilities of bringing that back home onto our own seas, into our own borders? This is a problem. And we saw with COVID, we know that COVID does gain function, which viruses typically don't. So could it be a pilot? Now, I'm not an alarmist, but it is hard to ignore the fact that China is outgrowing their military, outgrowing their Navy, and they don't have democracy and the American way of life at their best core interest. And so it's hard to ignore that whether or not, you know, COVID really was a test. Are they engineering other bioweapons? The fact that we didn't get proper access to knowing where the origins at the Wuhan Institute, how it was leaked out, or finding out any information about the origins of COVID, that's a big failure. Big failure as part of our administration, big failure as part of Congress's job. And big failure, I'd say, as far as our peers from other countries as well. Everyone should want to know exactly what China is up to. We have a lot of work cut out ahead of us to get ahead of a Chinese communist government that continues to seem to be one step ahead of the international community.
It's really, really crazy that we are, you know, that we continue to look at China and not recognize the significant danger that they are. I know you've got to run. I thank you so much for being with me, Rick. How do folks keep up with you and follow you and the information that you're sharing?
Yeah, it's always my pleasure. You can go to Rick Mehta_NJ on Twitter, or just follow me on all social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, at Rick Mehta, RikMehta.
All right. Just like it's spelt on the screen. Rick, thanks so much for being with me. I greatly appreciate it. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
We go. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm going to switch over here. I want to play this for you again. I believe it's really important to understand this. And I see that my next guest has joined us as well, and I want to bring him on here in just 1 second. Let me play this for you real quick, and then we'll get David on.
The Democratic Party is the evilest organization in the history of the world. Since their inception in 1800, they've been the party of slavery. Then, after slavery, they became the party of the Confederacy. After that, they started killing black people during Jim Crow era. You're voting for a party that tells you they are going to abort children up to the ninth month, castrate little boys, and call them little girls. Mutilate little girls and cut off their breasts and give them puberty blockers. But you don't think you're going to be held responsible? As we look at the Democratic Party and the chaos that they've reigned on our community, our young men, our young women, I have to ask you to look at what they've done to us. Look at what they've done to us. Look at what they've done to us. The Democratic Party is a death machine. Whatever they rule, they destroy. That's what they do. They destroy. They decided to try to infiltrate the black community, and they didn't have any success until they met somebody. Who did they meet? Martin Luther King. And this is where we went wrong. He made sure that he brought the black vote to the Democrat Party. They used the black vote to commandeer the most powerful country in the world. He who the Son has freed is free indeed. Once you accept him, you are free. Anybody in the Democratic Party that tells you any different, he's a liar, he's an apostate, he's an affront to God, and he should be rejected by any Christian walking on this earth. And he's inviting you to go to hell with him. Don't go with him.
Don't go.
Will You Go to Hell for Me? That's Vince Ellison's brand new documentary. He just was on with Tucker Carlson, and encourage you. He was just on the program here with me. I strongly encourage you to get the pre-order of that and really to check it out. All right, I am very pleased. Oh my goodness, it is so good to see my friend David Horowitz. Thank you so much for being with me today. I'm so excited to see you, and you look like the picture of health. I'm so excited. Welcome.
It's an illusion. I'm sorry for being late. I didn't have your Zoom link. It took me all this time to get it.
Well, no worries at all. I'm just so thrilled to have you with me. We got a couple of minutes. We're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to have a full segment together, you and I, to talk about the final battle, the importance of these elections, and what's taking place, and then your newest write up too about January 6th, and you know what they have. The lies, all of the lies that have been propagated by this committee in another attempt to try to deceive the American people in order to try to hang on to power. I mean, that's what it seems like to me, David.
They want to establish a one-party state.
Yeah.
They're fascists. Nobody uses the word. I mean, Republicans are so polite. They're fascists. I like your previous little segment there because he uses proper language.
Yeah, the Democratic Party is evil, but the problem is that we have this uniparty now in our country.
Well, I think things are changing inside the Republican Party. There's more outspoken people, more aggressive. Not enough yet, but more.
Well, I think it's important that people are raising their voices. We're going to take just another quick break. We will be right back. David Horowitz, Final Battle. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the January 6th article that you just put out on Frontline Mag. And we'll be back with all of that coming up here at Chosen Generation Radio right after this brief break.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an AlterShot. Thanks to AlterShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any good products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any good products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, David Horowitz. And David, again, it's just such a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you for being here today. And I was just showing David, I've got several of his books here on my bookshelf. We've got Dark Agenda, Blitz, and also a Big Agenda, and of course the newest book that is out is Final Battle, and it's on the shelf right behind you. David, tell me a little bit about Final Battle and what's the significance. Why do you call it Final Battle?
Well, the subtitle tells it the next election could be the last. Here's a story. I think I'm the only one who tells, besides the Washington Post reporters who reported it in person and got praised. On January 2nd, 4 days before the 6th, happened to be the anniversary of Trump's assassination of General Soleimani, the world's leading terrorist. Every wounded warrior you see on television was blown up by an IED. That's a victim of Soleimani. Of course, the Democrats criticized Trump. It was provocative to kill this monster. The Iranians on January 2nd, that anniversary, Rouhani, who was the dictator, issued a threat against Trump's life, saying Trump will not only be removed from office, he had lost the rigged election already, but he will be removed from life. So as you can imagine, the national security team protecting the president had meetings.
Yeah.
the chief security officer for Trump is the traitor, General Mark Milley. He's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the military advisor to the president, and basically in charge of his security. So Milley held meetings, and what he said at the meetings, and I wouldn't report this really secondhand if it weren't for the Washington Post authors who thought it was a great idea. It's described the Stop the Steal speech as, quote, the gospel of the Führer, and went on to compare Trump to Hitler and say that his supporters were the guys we fought in World War II. They're Nazis. I kid you not. And people like Anderson Cooper thought that was just wonderful. What Trump actually said in the Stop the Steal speech was, well, first of all, the challenge to elections and the quest to decertify electors who have been elected in rigged elections is something the Democrats have done to every Republican who won the presidency since 1980. And Trump, what he said was, we have these weak Republicans, that's why we're in this mess. So I want you to go to the Capitol peacefully and stiffen the spines of these weak Republicans.
Wait a minute, he said we have weak Republicans. There's this guy that has this foundation who's written all these incredible books that I know that said something about weak Republicans and they're not strong enough to say what needs to be said. Wait a minute. That's you. David Horowitz has been saying this for about 40 years, that the Republicans need to stop acting like wimps and start acting like men. It would be nice.
Somebody's calling you a white supremacist traitor. You don't say, you don't call them liberals. And anyway, where was I?
So you were talking about on the January 2nd that they were describing this.
If you fail to stop this fake election, this rigged election, you need to go home and primary the weak Republican in your district. You couldn't make up a more Democratic appeal to one's followers.
I'll take that a step further, dear David, and I'll suggest that what he made was a constitutional speech about returning our nation to a constitutional republic, which I should add was his tenor the entire time that he was in office, from his inauguration speech all the way through until he left office. He consistently said the legislative branch needs to act like the legislative branch and do their jobs. The judicial branch needs to act like the judicial branch and do their jobs. No, I will not use the executive powers to supersede the legislative or the executive or the judicial branch. Exactly.
Of course, the law, you changed it. Joe Biden is a criminal. I think he's a traitor. I think that all this Chinese stuff, why would you distribute?
I want to ask you some questions, because you're in a very unique position, having been on the inside of that machine in the 1960s, really just before Joe Biden made his entrance into the national political scene. And there's an interesting TikTok that goes around where he's a brand new senator and someone says, well, you know, Joe, you're kind of unique because you're not a criminal. And Biden jokingly says, Well, you know, I wouldn't exactly say that because you don't know if I'm a criminal or not. But, you know, so,
can't help himself.
So,
crime ever committed against our country, worse than all our enemies, is Joe Biden's destruction of the southern border and the influx of 5 million unvetted invaders is what they are. We have our immigration laws that 1 billion people a year from all over the world get into our country legally.
But a lot of people also don't know, David, that Joe Biden has had massive influence on our State Department for the last 40 years. In many instances, he was the senator over committees that wrote the checks that paid the salaries of these individuals. So he's been truly in the middle of treasonous and espionage and so on against our country for many, many, many years. Am I on track with what I'm suggesting?
Yes. Well, that's exactly right. How, as a senator, do you get to take classified papers? You see these senators going up. I have no idea how he did it. So there's a network in our government, which is treasonous. Mark Milley is part of it, chairman of our Joint Chiefs of Staff. So this country is in dire straits. This next election, I said, could be the last. If the Democrats win, it probably will be.
It is really, really scary when we think about it. And when we look at, you know, who it is that's in charge. And, you know, I know a lot of people suggest that this is Obama 2.0 or Obama's third term or what have you. And I don't dispute that to a degree, but
Obama,
I think...
But Obama is a communist. He was raised exactly the way I was, except his mentor was also a Soviet agent.
Where I'm headed, David...
He was... What he did was... When it got to national prominence, he hid his leftist values and his leftist connections.
Right. Like Bill Ayers.
Like Bill Ayers. Yeah. I interviewed Bill Ayers.
I know you did. I know you did. Well, but my point is that we better not discount the fact that Joe Biden has been a part long before Barack Obama ever even popped up onto the scene. When Barack Obama was toking joints in Hawaii, Joe Biden was already committing crimes against this country. That's my point.
People talked about the classified document fiasco correctly. They would say Joe Biden and his family got filthy rich by taking bribes from our worst international enemy, China. That's the truth.
Yeah.
I believe that when you look at the withdrawal from Afghanistan, here we spent 20 years bringing women out of the closet, getting them educated, allowing them to go to university, encouraging them to participate in sports and do all kinds of things that used to get the death penalty from the Taliban. So when we decided to withdraw, the first thing you would do is you would get those women out. Anybody who wanted to leave, you would rescue.
Right.
Instead, they pulled the military out first. And try to make the Taliban the security for the country. This is
insanity.
Anything more evil?
Yeah,
well, there's probably plenty of things.
But no doubt. All right, we're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back with more David Horowitz. Go to DavidHorowitzFreedomCenter.org. DavidHorowitzFreedomCenter.org. And the name of the book, the most current book, is Final Battle. And for those of you that are watching, you can see it on the bookshelf behind him. Final Battle. And we'll talk more. We're going to get more into the elections as well, and the significance of these upcoming elections with David right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My very special guest, David Horowitz. David Horowitz, freedomcenter.org. David Horowitz, freedomcenter.org. And you can get to all of his books. You can get to Front Page Mag, which is a great place, by the way, to get signed up, to get updated and really the truth about what's happening in our world today. Tremendous opinion pieces and news pieces written by a variety of individuals, including one of my good friends, Daniel Greenfield, writes for Front Page Mag, and he's incredible. Love Daniel.
He's a terrific writer. I picked him out as a researcher.
Yeah.
Something, if I may say,
yeah,
this Christian program, it always mystifies me. He's an Orthodox Jew. They have so many obligations, religious ones, and they're so productive. He's as productive as the rest of my staff put together, practically. He writes most of my website, frontpagemag.com. But it just mystifies me. I guess they get energy.
Most definitely. All right, so let's...
The Democrats have been stealing elections for so long that it's often people don't realize how the many ways in which they do it. We just had a rigged election in Arizona. Here's how it was rigged. The Democrats for decades have been destroying election day. You don't vote on one day. You can vote starting in September and October and then November. So this is very clever of them and very sinister. They have a lot of ground organizations. They have a lot organized, they're all issue, whether it's the abortion issue or the planet, saving them. Planet, well, we can't even stop the Mississippi River from destroying homes and people. So they mobilize their supporters to vote between September and up to Election Day. Republicans, I guess they don't notice this, so they all vote, they want to do the right thing, so they vote on Election Day. In Arizona, in this last election, on Election Day, 60% of the voting machines were not operating, out of order. You think that happens by accident?
Not at all.
And a woman who won, she had been, I guess, got Soros money to be Secretary of State. So she was the authority on the elections. Woman who challenged Katie Hobbs. Just a criminal operation.
Well, there was another individual that was...
Don't talk about it in the language that they need to.
Right.
Let me give you another example. You just told me of another woman who was murdered.
Yes.
On January 6th, who I hadn't heard. I hope you send me that.
I will. Absolutely.
But until I learned that, I point out the only person actually murdered, killed on January 6th was Ashley Babbitt. But now there's this other woman. It doesn't matter. We know that this is all on videotape. There's no question of what happened. She was shot point blank while she was menacing no one. She was just standing, actually, among several Capitol Police officers. The Capitol Police officer who murdered her is Michael Berg. Nancy Pelosi hid his identity for months. Then she quashed any investigation. Then she set him free. Then she gave him a medal for defending the Capitol. That makes her an accomplice to murder. I haven't seen one Republican say that. Wow. That's how we lose these battles. That's a cold-blooded murder, and every Democrat, well, not every Democrat, but certainly the whole January 6th show trial committee, they all know it. They're all guilty, too.
There's no question about it. And when you get this, what you're going to see and what David Summerall's put together at bloodyhill.com identifies four individuals that were killed that day. Ashley Babbitt, Rosalind Boylan, and then the two men that were supposedly had heart attacks. There's actually video of them being impacted by compression bombs thrown by the DC Capitol Police, which is what caused them to have the heart attacks that they had. That the result of them being impacted by a compression grenade is what gave them a heart attack. It's straight murder, David. It's straight murder. And the fact that we can't get any of the Republicans to begin an inquiry, which is what they are by law mandated to do relative to the killing of four Americans on that day, is shameful.
Yeah, I understand radicals. I never understand Republicans.
Well, you know, I told David what we need to start doing, by the way, is we need to start referring to the individuals in the White House and the individuals that are in charge over there as tyrants, because that's exactly
tyrants sounds like this 18th century.
Okay, so fascists. I'll go along with that. Well, but that's how they're behaving, and they keep talking about instituting more and greater fascist ideals.
One of the one-party state, and part of their plan for that is to intimidate anybody who disagrees with them. So you take a businessman advisor to the president, Peter Navarro, who never committed a crime in his life and who refused to cooperate with the January 6th committee because he said it would violate executive privilege. So that's a legal thing. So instead of calling up his office or his lawyer and arranging a formal meeting, they waylaid him getting off a plane and put him in leg irons. That was to humiliate him and to warn. Well, we know already, I mean, they raided Roger Stone's house at whatever, 7 in the morning, guns drawn. I mean, it's just... They've destroyed the stability of our country.
And then they do the Saul Alinsky, which is when you do something, then what you do is you accuse your enemy of doing what you did and level the accusation at them. And this is exactly, folks, this is exactly what they do every single day.
It's what psychopaths do.
Yeah, it's something. Well, you'll read about the significance and the importance of this, of the battle that we are in, literally for the soul of our country, in final battle, I'm sure, in identifying specifically why the elections and why we've got to take back control of the election process.
Yeah, be vigilant. Well, here's what makes me have hope. And that is when I came into the right over 40 years ago, I looked around and said, where's the ground army? And now we have a ground army. Trump, with his rallies, has created a mass conservative movement. They may all be Trump supporters. They may not. But they are America supporters. So the patriotic right is finally organized and can finally show its political force.
Hear, hear.
And the other cause for optimism is the revolt of the parents in the schools. I will tell you, when I was describing myself many, many eons ago as a Marxist revolutionary, I would have been horrified at what the left is supporting in these attacks on prepubescent and pubescent children. It's like the Nazis. That's what they are. And it's a $1 billion industry, this gender transformation.
It's absolutely horrific. David, we've run out of time. I'm so grateful to have you with me. Thank you so much for being with me. Again, David Horowitz, freedomcenter.org, and Front Page Mag. You can click on the link when you get to the David Horowitz page. David, as always, a joy to have you with me. Thanks for being here. I look forward to having you back.
Always my pleasure.
We'll take a break. Back with more after this. Sandra Whitten and Texas Fully Loaded coming up on TECN right now.